Friends, I'm Laura Winters. It's Sunday, December 24th, Christmas Eve, and the gifts are hopefully bought, wrapped, and under your tree. Still some stores open right now for 11th hour shoppers. Now, as for the weather, folks in the Dakotas will have a white Christmas. Not so much in the Northeast. New York City, for example, the high will reach 47 degrees. Boston, a high this Sunday of 45, with no precipitation in the forecast. And in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, a high of 76 for Christmas Eve, 77 on Christmas Day, so Santa will no doubt arrive in his big red bathing suit. More now from USA's John Schaefer.
If you live in the Midwest and the Northeast, you may find your dreams of a white Christmas dashed this year. The remaining patches of snow on the ground in those regions are expected to disappear by Christmas Day on Monday. In contrast, the interior West and the High Plains are in for a different experience, as upcoming storms in the next few days are likely to blanket many areas in white for a snowy Christmas.
While hundreds of flights have been canceled over the weekend due to weather, it's nothing like the Southwest meltdown of last Christmas, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg holding a news conference, saying a little kindness over at the airport, of course, goes a long way.
Thank them for what they're doing to get you to your loved ones.
In other news, outgoing Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards pardoning 56 prison inmates, including 40 convicted murderers. The anti-prison Democrat reducing the state's huge prison population, making it a top priority of his final term in office, with little focus on the potential for repeat offenders and the ensuing safety issues regarding residents. Now, in addition to the convicted murderers, some of the prisoners he's letting go were convicted of arson, kidnapping, theft, perjury, and armed robbery. Louisiana, by the way, has among the highest incarceration rates per capita in the world. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
To the Middle East now, we turn to USA's Dave Collins for the very latest developments.
Israel is revealing what it describes as an extensive tunnel network beneath Gaza City constructed by Hamas. The network includes command and control centers, meeting rooms, and hideouts for top Hamas leaders. However, Israel has not confirmed reports about the initiation of seawater pumping into these tunnels.
As the 2024 presidential campaign heats up, President Biden continues to push Bidenomics. The president speaking in Milwaukee to a group from the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce, saying that his plan is to expand the middle class. The president also mentioning a comment made by former President Trump that asylum seekers are poisoning the blood of our country.
It's a fundamental break from trickle-down economics. Economics that supercharged was supercharged by my predecessor, the guy who thinks we're polluting the blood of Americans these days.
Meanwhile, former President Trump says his comment has been taken out of context.
They're ruining our country, and it's true. They're destroying the blood of our country. That's what they're doing. They're destroying our country. They don't like it when I said that.
In USA News for Your Health, a new coronavirus subvariant spreading that you are likely to hear a lot about. It's called JN1. The CDC estimates it's responsible for a percentage of many of the new cases in our country, and doctors say there's no evidence it causes more severe disease. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.